Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Welcome to In the Know with Zach Simpson. And we're going to give an overview of last week's events in Albany and talk a little bit about what's happening this week. So, Zach, was last week pretty monumental for you?
What was that, Cynthia?
Was last week monumental for you?
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, if you mean chock full of events, sure.
Yeah.
A lot happened. Right off the bat, you and I went to the labor picnic, right, over in Cook Park in Colony. I learned a little bit about the Solidarity Committee of the Capital Region. I talked to a gentleman who said it was kind of born out of a Greyhound strike in the early 80s. I wasn't really aware that there was a Greyhound strike. But yeah, it was a nice picnic, didn't you think so?
Yeah, I think there were like 300 people there, and every year, you know, people who are involved with the labor movement and people who feel affinity for labor. And all you need to do is just show up and bring a little dish to share, and you get hot dogs and hamburgers. And it was so crowded, you had to wait a long time to get a hamburger. But it was a great event, as it is every year. It used to be in Menaz, but now it's in Cook Park. So I've been going for years.
Right, and Regin Adams came, right? I saw her arrive.
Yep.
I didn't get a chance to talk to her because she was kind of making her rounds right before I had to head out. Did you get a chance to talk to her a little bit?
Yep, just a little bit, not much.
Yeah.
There's so many people that were at the picnic that really respected all the stuff that she's done over the years. And she enjoys going out. Russell and I pick her up, and she doesn't stay the whole day because it's too much for her. So as long as she wants to stay, she stays, and then we take her home.
Right, right. So Tuesday, I wasn't feeling too well, but you went to the Independent Film Producers meeting, correct?
Right, right.
Was there anything interesting?
They showed a really great, they had a good speaker, and they talked about noir films from like the 40s and 50s, and it was very interesting. So anybody who's interested in filmmaking, who wants to learn more about getting involved in filmmaking, any aspect, should go to the Linda once a month. It's the first Tuesday of every month, it's UIFM, and we talk about all aspects of filmmaking. You meet a lot of other people who are involved in, you know, filmmaking, and you make connections that way. It's really a good little group.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to make it next time and check it out for sure.
Unfortunately, I had to skip the WCAA meeting, so, you know, I don't know exactly what went on there, but, you know, WCAA is planning on revitalizing itself and thinking about shows, filling in gaps that should be talked about and stuff. So anybody who's interested in community radio should come to Grand Street, 68 Grand Street in the old St. Anthony's Church, every Tuesday from 7 to like maybe 8:30. And, you know, if you have an interest in radio, if you have an interest in the community, this is the place to be. I really like
right.
it.
Yeah, no, me too. Me mm-hmm. too. I'm excited to be a part of it. So Wednesday, Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations met. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy came and gave his State of the County kind of a listening tour address. He talked mm-hmm. about, you know, the county, Albany County has a $700 million budget each year.
Okay.
And when he came into the office, I think there was about $20 million in the their cash reserves. Now it's up to about $60 million, so he's pretty proud of that. He talked about a lot of the programs. You know, I didn't realize how many programs the county administers here in Albany County. It's quite extensive. Many of them mm-hmm. are, you know, federally recognized programs. So some are very successful. So and he acknowledged, he said some are not, you know, not as successful. So they're not perfect. They did talk a lot about improvements that were made to Lawson's Lake. Do you know where Lawson's Lake is? Cynthia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you ever heard of Lawson's Lake?
No.
It's out towards Queemans, and it's out like towards
okay.
Queemans. And they did a lot of improvements as far as like putting in recreational equipment, putting in like a full-time like coordinator there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they put in like a handicap accessible dock for the lake. So they talked about that a little bit. And then this representative from the American Red Cross, her name was Rhonda Hipnarowski, she came and gave a quick overview of this disaster preparedness training course that they offer through the Red Cross.
Uh-huh.
And it focuses on, it's about an hour long, and 40 minutes is usually dedicated to how to plan for natural and human-made disasters. And then there's a 20-minute active shooter component. So.
Now, getting back to Queemans a minute, isn't that where they had the controversy over the dump a couple of years ago?
Oh, with the purchase of the land?
Yeah.
I think the city of Albany purchased some land eyeing towards using it for a dump, but I believe they ended up selling it to the to DEC, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that deal actually went through or not. I know it was talked about.
That would be interesting to find out, because I think it was sold for a lot less. If my assumption is correct, it was sold for a lot less than it was purchased. So that would be
something that
I think deserves further, you know, further exploration.
Well, from what I remember, I think that is certainly the case, that the selling price was much less than what the city had paid for it. That does sound correct.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then Thursday, I went to a meeting of A Block at a Time with Danielle and Zach Garofalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a second part of a two-part series. It was called Identifying Solutions for a Community. And we talked a little bit about like mentoring programs for youth, because I'm part of that Capital Region Sponsor a Scholar program. So I know a little bit about mentoring. Have you heard about that program before?
No.
So Capital Region Sponsor a Scholar, it's a program here where they work with Albany High, Schenectady, and Troy, and they identify these students that, you know, come from lower, you know, incomes that demonstrate, you know, academic excellence. And it's a 4-year program. They start in their sophomore year, and, you know, we mentor the students until they finish their first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 4-year commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked
mm-hmm.
a little bit about that. Talked about a little bit about mentoring and the importance of after school programs for the youth in the city of Albany.
And then Friday you went to the Labor Parade, right?
Yeah, that was my first time going to the Labor Parade here in the city of Albany. It was quite the turnout. Have you ever been to it before?
I had gone to it a few years back, but I went to the meeting that Danielle held at Grant Street about the video that went viral about the police. That was kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah, what
mm-hmm.
so what happened there?
Well, but you know, Danielle Hilly, and she did most of the talking. And you know, from what I understand, there's a suit. I don't know if they're suing the city of Albany, the police department, but there's a suit. And when I asked the chief of police, he said he didn't know what the exactly what the, you know, charges were. So, you know, Danielle said that it was not police brutality, that the woman resisted arrest. And I guess, you know, when it went viral, there was all kinds of, you know, hoopla over, you know, what was it police brutality and stuff. And Chief Hawkins said it wasn't, and he laid out exactly what the protocol was. But what I found very, very nice about it was I knew about Chief Hawkins, but I had never met him. And he said to me, when I introduced myself to him, he said, "Oh, focus on Albany. I've listened to a couple of shows." And he said that he would be interested in coming on Focus on Albany. And he said, you know, when you want something to talk about, call me. So we're going to do a show. He's been the chief of police for a year. And I'm going to call
yes.
him and we're going to talk about, you know, his year in Albany and, you know, what his experiences were. But before we go any further on the chronological events of last week, I got to say something really exciting about Focus on Albany.
A
couple of weeks ago, I reached 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, now I've reached 1,000 likes on Facebook. So I'm really
nice.
Excited about that. People are, you know, and I get more people every day, and I know some other ways that I'm going to outreach probably this week. So, you know, it's growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, that is 1,000 likes is really good for Facebook. That is excellent, excellent. Good job. Very good.
Thanks. So what else happened this week for you?
Let's see, so Friday after the Labor Parade, I met with the Rap Road Historical Association. You know, council member Michael Bryan was there. Frank Camisa Sr. joined us. We wanted to talk about the draft scope of the town of Gilderland's environmental impact statement process that they're going
uh-huh.
through with the Rap Road project. So we talked a little bit about the history of, you know, Rap Road and Pyramid Corporation since, you know, the 80s. And, we're working on a formal response to submit to Ken Kowalczyk, the town of Gilderland planner, by the 17th of September.
So they're proposing an apartment complex, is that correct?
It's an apartment complex. It's a mixed use. It's about 222 units. I think it's a 360 some odd parking spaces. They're looking at putting on-street parking on Rapp Road, right? You know, when you right behind the Capital City Diner.
Okay. Now all this is destroying a little bit more of the pine bush. Is that right?
As far as disrupting the pine bush.
Yeah.
So I think these lands are semi-protected. I think they do allow for development on some of these empty parcels that are still there. And, you know, it's Pyramid owns several parcels that are right around the mall, right on that ring road that surrounds the mall. So the good thing about this process is Pyramid kind of has to show their cards a little bit about what's coming later with their development. So they're going to simulate another 90 additional apartment units on the adjacent property that's near where there's 222 units being proposed. They're also simulating a large office building. They're also simulating, I think, another large commercial building to see how it's going to affect traffic flows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So you want to talk about yesterday? I attended Mississippi Day. It was 8th annual Mississippi Day down at Lincoln Park. The MC was Ann Pope. Congressman Paul Tonko was there. Mayor Sheehan was there. Albany Police Chief Hawkins was there. Assemblymember John McDonald was there. And it was a nice celebration. There was a couple really good vendors. One of them I really made a good connection with. Her name is Agnes, and she's with this program called Wizard's Wardrobe. Are you familiar with this one?
Wizard what?
Wizard's Wardrobe.
No, I've never heard of it.
I didn't either. So it's an after-school program. It's a tutoring program down in the South End. It focuses on first and second graders, and their focus is literacy, helping these kids become literate. And I talked to her a little bit more. They do have some grant funding. Some is individual contributions, and they're actually running at about half capacity of what they can do with the program. So I connected her with some of the A Block at a Time folks, and hopefully they could probably cross-promote this program and get more people to utilize it in the South End. So that was a really good connection I made.
Now, did you give her contact information?
Yes. And I talked to her about potentially coming to speak to Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. I think it would be a really good thing to have her present because, you know, I never heard of the program, and I'm glad I know about it now. So,
I think she would be a great guest on Focus on Albany.
Yeah, that's a great. Mm-hmm. I'll shoot you her contact information.
Thanks. So,
sure.
What's coming up for you next week? This coming week, I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, so this week, let's see. There's going to be the WCAA scheduling meeting on Tuesday, right? Are you going to try to go to this week?
Yeah.
Yep, so there's that. And then Wednesday, A Block at a Time, they're having a community meeting focusing on recovering from fires after that five-unit fire down in Mansion neighborhood. So they're going to be meeting. Yep, they're going to be meeting down at Grand Street Community Arts down on Grand Street. I believe Mayor Sheehan's going to be there. The City Fire Chief Joseph Gregory will be there.
Right.
Who else? Rick LaJoy, Director of Buildings and Regulatory Compliance. Assemblyman John McDonald's coming. Senator Neil Breslin. And I believe Pat Fahey and Paul Tonko will be popping in at some points. Thursday, I'm actually going to a fundraiser for my friend Heather Dorsey's brother Mark. He's running for Bethlehem Highway Superintendent this year. So they're having a fundraiser at the Labor's Local 190 out there in Glenmont. So I'll be there Thursday. And Saturday, there's going to be a street renaming for Vera Mike Mickelson. Did you ever meet Vera?
I've heard of her, but I unfortunately never met her. Did you ever meet her?
Yeah. Oh, everybody called her Mike. And she was very involved with Mayor Sheehan's campaign when I was during the reelection. And I met her at a couple of the community forums. There was one that was done by ACPAC, the Albany Community Police Advisory Committee, and I talked to her a couple times. And she passed away a little while ago.
Right.
And so in her memory,
right.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
I believe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was really unfortunate. She was a longtime community activist. She was a big advocate for, racial and social justice. So Jamal Robinson actually put forth the resolution renaming the street. And it's going to be the renaming Pennsylvania Avenue between Livingston Avenue and Beverly Avenue. So it's a nice memory, nice tribute to her. So, and I'm sure there's going to be other things popping up. Today, I don't know if you're going, from 1:30 to 4:30, the Pine Hills Improvement Group of Pine Hills Neighborhood Association is doing a Meet, Munch, and More 2019. It's up at Madison Park corner of Madison, Ontario. They're going to have DJs, live music, dances, and games
really?
For kids.
Really?
Yeah, today, 1:30 to 4:30.
And it's
so I'm gonna
it's
pop
open
by.
To everybody?
Sure.
Anybody can go? Wow, I didn't know about that. So I'm having a busy week also. I'm having a number of guests this week and focused on Albany. On Monday, I'm having my friend Maureen Armand. And Maureen and I go back to the early 2000s. And we're going to talk about our shared activism, and speak it out against the war in Iraq. On Tuesday, I have a very interesting interview. I'm interviewing Julius and Ethel Rosenberg's son, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump and collusion with Russia. He always has something to say because he was a little boy. His name is Robert Maripol, and he was a little boy when his parents were taken away from him and his brother and ultimately executed by the state, which is really unfortunate. And then Wednesday is going to be interesting because I'm interviewing Todd Drake, who's a county legislator, and we're going to talk about the proposal in front that we'll be talking about tomorrow night at the county office building about term limits for county legislators plus, the county executive and the controller.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, it'll be tomorrow night.
Oh, do you know what time?
Yeah. I would assume around 7:30.
Okay. All right, maybe I'll swing by and check it out.
Yeah, that's going to be, because he's going to talk to me, after the vote was taken and, I think, my own personal feeling. Well, I won't say it. We'll talk about it next week. And I have said I didn't. So, what do you? You talk about what you have planned for next week. So, we talked about WCAA. If you're interested, in community radio, in doing something. in radio. We're always looking for help. It's at WCAA. It's on Grand Street, 68 Grand Street, and it's the Community Arts Center. So,
right.
Zach, you have anything to add?
What's that?
You have anything to add?
Yeah, you know, there was one more thing I went to yesterday. I don't think we talked about. So it was called Recovery in the Park. It's the third annual one. I think in our last podcast I talked about how I went down to a vigil down near City Hall. Yeah, so I met this lady. Her name is Kristen Cook Smith. Her daughter, Summer, died about 4.5 years ago from an opioid overdose. And she does an annual 5K run in her daughter's memory. And she was there at this Recovery in the Park. She actually told me about it last week. So they had, you know, vendors. They had raffles for gift baskets. And there was this this one table that really caught my eye. It was called Second Chance Opportunities. It's a not-for-profit that provides supportive services for people that are in recovery from substance abuse. It tries to help bridge the gap between, you know, treatment and living in recovery. So they actually are located right near my house on Colvin Avenue, 55 Colvin. And they meet the third Tuesday of every month. So I'm actually going to go to the next meeting and kind of see what they're all about and learn a bit about what they're doing there.
Okay, that's great. So after you go to the meeting, you could, you know, talk about it next week on Focus on Albany. So
sounds good.
So we talked about this week and we talked about next week. Do you have anything else you want to share at this point?
I think I covered pretty much everything that we should talk about today. So, no, thank you again for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, Cynthia.
So, anybody who's interested in the community who would like to talk about what's going on in their areas, are welcome to do so. Just Focused on Albany on Facebook and shoot me a message or friend me on Facebook, Cynthia Pooler, and we'll start a conversation. So thanks, Zach. This is In the Know with Zach Simpson. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Zach will talk. We'll talk during the week, but we'll have our weekly conversations next Sunday.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.